I'm Phil Nee with news. The Iowa County Sheriff's deputies conducted a traffic stop on U.S. Highway 151 near exit 44 Friday night around 8:45. As a result of the stop, two individuals were taken into custody on multiple charges. Angela M. Thomas, 50, of Juneau, was arrested for possession with intent to deliver more than 50 grams of amphetamine, along with possession of drug paraphernalia to manufacture methamphetamine and resisting or obstructing an officer. Victoria K. Heise, 35, of Gays Mills, was arrested for possession with intent to deliver with more than 50 grams of amphetamine. Both Thomas and Heise were transported to the Iowa County Jail, where they are currently being held. If you happen to see the governor fixing potholes, you may not be seeing things. He's traveling the state with a shovel full of asphalt in his hands. Terry Barr explains what's behind the effort.
Governor Tony Evers using his annual pothole patrol to highlight the need for transportation funding. A Republican-controlled committee stripped millions of dollars for road and bridge projects from his proposed budget. The governor saying the cuts come after years of investment.
Over the last 6 years, my administration has improved more than 8,600 miles of road and 2,000 bridges statewide. And I fixed some of those darn roads my darn self. I had to kick off my 6th pothole patrols statewide.
And along with potholes, the governor says there are more than 300 construction projects that just won't happen if the money is kept out of the budget.
The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources has announced that the 2025 spring hearing questions and results are now available. Just over 9,000 people responded to the 2025 spring hearing questionnaire, either in person or online. Questions included topics ranging from fishing bag limit changes on individual water bodies to building accessible cabins at state-managed properties and extending the fall turkey season in specific zones. The full list of questions and results is available on the DNR website. Public input received through this process is advisory to Natural Resources Board members, DNR staff, and anyone working on these issues. Results from the public input were considered by the Conservation Congress at their annual convention earlier this month and will be forwarded to the DNR and Natural Resources Board in June. The warmer weather has the UTV and ATV community ready to hit the trails. But there's something to consider first. Brittany Merlot tells us more.
The Wisconsin DNR encourages off-road recreationists to get their ATV-UTV safety cert by taking an approved course. Just last year, 40 people died in ATV-UTV crashes in Wisconsin, with most of them not wearing helmets. Simple steps can prevent fatalities. Lieutenant Jacob Holzclaw, the Wisconsin DNR Off-Highway Vehicle Administrator, says they want folks to create positive memories and have a great experience on our trails. And that can only happen if everyone returns home safely at the end of the trip. The primary focus of the safety course is preventing crashes that lead to injuries and death. And if you were born on or after January 1st of 1988, this class is required. But anyone can take it. Even those who ride only a few times a year at a relative's house should take the course. You can take it in the classroom or online, and it's about 6 hours long.
After more than a decade helping to organize the Big Top Parade as executive director of Circus World, Scott O'Donnell will lead this year's event as Grand Marshal. Last fall, O'Donnell finished his second stint at Circus World, a state historic site located on the Ringling Brothers' original winter quarters in Baraboo. Working with the Baraboo Area Chamber of Commerce and a parade committee, O'Donnell helped recruit entries and set the parade order since his return in 2013. On June 14th, he'll ride in the parade as Grand Marshal. Each summer, the Ringling Brothers' hometown celebrates its circus heritage with an old-fashioned parade through the streets of downtown Baraboo. Upwards of 75 entries from historic Circus World wagons to marching bands to community floats are expected. Set for Flag Day, this year's parade will adopt a patriotic theme. The circus weekend will begin Thursday, June 12th, when Professor Stitch's original circus band performs at concerts on the square. It can continues the next night as the theater presents Charlie Chaplin's 1928 feature, The Circus, accompanied by the mighty Barton organ. The parade will step off at 11 on Saturday, June 14th, highlighting a weekend full of circus-themed fun in Baraboo. That night, the Al Ringling Theater will screen the 2003 Tim Burton film, Big Fish, which featured O'Donnell's circus. O'Donnell will lead a talkback session after the movie. Watch for updates on the parade and related events at BigTopParade.com. At the Capitol, legislation known as Braden's Law is ready for a vote in the state assembly. It's named in honor of a Wisconsin teen who took his own life after falling victim to sextortion, which is soliciting intimate images from victims and threatening to release them if they don't pay up. Representative Brent Jacobson of Mosinee.
It sends a message that people need to stay away from our kids in Wisconsin. This is not a game. This is not something you're going to get away with. And when you are caught, you're going to have the full weight of the justice system.
The bill designates sextortion as a Class B felony, punishable by up to 60 years in prison. Jacobson says the measure has bipartisan support. Days after announcing her candidacy in the 2026 Wisconsin Supreme Court election, Judge Chris Taylor has received the endorsement of three current justices and Justice-elect Susan Crawford. Justices Rebecca Dallet, along with Jill Karofsky and Janet Protasiewicz, all expressed their support for Judge Taylor, highlighting her experience and commitment to ensuring everyone in the state gets a fair hearing under the law. Judge Taylor currently serves on the Court of Appeals and will challenge incumbent Justice Rebecca Bradley for the state Supreme Court seat. Following another mild winter in Wisconsin, an environmental group says nearly every city they've studied has seen increasing average summer temperatures over the last 50 years. According to a WPR report, Climate Control recently released an analysis of National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration since 1970, which showed an average temperature increase of over 2.5 degrees Fahrenheit in the summers. Milwaukee was among the cities the group studied and has seen an average summer temperature increase of nearly 3.5 degrees.